This is the CHY News Update. What should have been a celebration kicking off its 41st season, Theater One is now having to cancel shows as it figures out if it can even keep the theater company going. Theater One is a professional theater company in Nanaimo that has been bringing professional actors and performances to the local stage since 1984. But after loss in grant funding Theater One has historically relied on, the company must raise $20,000 to stay open another season or quietly exit stage left forever. Michael Cade is the artistic and managing director at Theater One and told CHY, after some financial setbacks this summer, the company has become non-viable.
Being certainly a shock, and we were surprised by how fast it fell apart. To be honest, we were really going day by day, paycheck by paycheck kind of thing to be able to keep the company alive. And this last blow was just one that we could not find a path forward with.
He says the two grants they rely on were unable to provide the same support this year. And that mixed with the loss of audience members following the COVID-19 pandemic, it has become too much for the small theater company.
Live performance venues were the first to close and the last to reopen. When we were able to reopen in 2022, the assumption was made that the audience would come back in droves after being starved by not having live performances for a couple of years. Unfortunately, that just wasn't the case.
He says even though they put in so much effort to try and bring back their audience to what it was pre-pandemic, it seems like people are still less comfortable coming back.
Our main stage audience in the last 2 years has grown by 800%. And our children's theater program has grown by 2,000%. We're getting there, but even these new higher numbers are still only a quarter to a third of what our traditional audience is. So we're still hoping that they will come back.
He says people's habits towards streaming movies or shows at home have also been a big factor in the loss of audience members.
And while we've worked incredibly hard to rebuild audiences and diversify revenues by exploring aggressive fundraising, donations, sponsorships, and grants, they haven't been enough for us to be able to put the lights on and the doors open.
The lack of funding has forced Theater One to make the difficult decision to cancel its upcoming performances of Pump Boy and Dinettes on October 10th and 11th, and Hotel Wortruba on October 12th. He says these decisions have been very difficult and very upsetting for him and the rest of the Theater One team.
Reaching out to all of the artists for the year, as well as the sponsors, the venues, our donors, everyone, letting them know was the hardest set of emails that I've ever had to send. And then followed by dozens of phone calls of trying to make sure that everyone who would be impacted by this would receive the information that they need to in order for them to be able to continue to move forward. It was an incredibly difficult process.
Now, Cade says Theater One is hosting a meeting on Tuesday, October 14th in the big meeting space at the Nanaimo Harborfront Library downtown for community members to ask questions and consider possible paths forward. Ahead of the meeting, Theater One is seeking financial support from the community.
We have a small amount has been pledged so far, but we really need to get at least $20,000 for us to be able to move forward and complete this season. Basically, that $20,000 is the amount that we lost between these two grants. It's unlikely that level of support will show up, but we are incredibly hopeful. But this is a tough time.
Cade says if they cannot get enough money pledged by the meeting, a vote will be held to see if they should dissolve the society. Cade says if this is the end of Theater One, he hopes a phoenix can rise from the ashes that can bring a new vision of professional theater to the community.
If we close, and I expect that we will, what I would ask is that people come out and support the other groups that are in town. They're all struggling as well. Go out and support the Nanaimo Theater Group, Western Edge Theater, Artists Collective Theater, Reconciliation Theater. There's amazing work being done in our community, and it deserves much bigger audiences than what it's getting.
Those wishing to make commitments of financial support or send stories about how Theater One has impacted their life can do so by emailing Theater One Performance Society Board President Graham Pike at graham.pike@viu.ca or Artistic Managing Director Michael Cade at michael@theater1.ca. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.